When it comes to the homepage of our websites, we've all got so much we want to say. And wireframing a site at the moment, that's a classic example of that. It's an e-commerce site, and unsurprisingly, the client wants to include as many products as possible on the homepage. Even if we're not running an e-commerce site, I think most of us as website owners feel a similar desire. A desire to say it all, to put it all out there, to give people lots of content to engage them and draw them in. And I can kind of understand that, and it makes sense. Of course, the flip side of all of this is that you can easily overwhelm users. That sure, it's great to offer them a lot of choice, a lot of different directions they can go. But if you're a user searching for a specific thing, it can be like finding a needle in a haystack. And if you don't know specifically what you're after, you can just be completely overwhelmed by the massive information that's there. So how do you deal with that kind of problem? Well, to be honest, it's more than a single audio boo will cover. But what I can say is you can hide and show stuff. One of the things that I love about the way the web has developed over the last few years is the use of JavaScript as a way of hiding and showing different blocks of content. You see this kind of manifesting itself in all kinds of different ways, from the basic kind of expand and collapse box, through to carousels, through to scrolling through products, iframes, all kinds of different things. And I think that this is an excellent way to manage content overload. Imagine, for example, something like Google Maps. Google Maps wants to show you the whole world, but it doesn't show you all in one go. It allows you to zoom in and out and move between sections. Equally, if you go to, say, the Amazon homepage, they do show you quite a few products, but in a lot of cases, there's little left and right arrows near each, so you can move backwards and forwards between multiple products. This is something that's used a lot on iTunes as well. That kind of approach works very well because there's the depth and breadth of content that you want to show users, but actually they're in control of what they see and when they see it. Now, you might conclude, well, hang on a minute, it means that they might miss something that's hidden under a left or right arrow, or they might not spot things. But you can do all kinds of clever things to get around that problem. You can randomly load whichever ones appear first, so different ones can be highlighted at different times based on a random loading basis. You could also, obviously, pick to display certain items at certain times of day, certain times of year, or wherever else. You can actually get even more sophisticated than that. And have, for example, an area that's dedicated to new users that appears the first time someone visits that site, but when they return to it, it's collapsed up, so it doesn't take up as much space. So I guess my point here is that on one hand, you've got designers who are looking for this very minimalistic approach to not overwhelm users. On the other hand, you've got website owners that are trying to put as much content in front of clients, customers and users as quickly as possible. But actually, these aren't diametrically opposed views. You can have both elegance and simplicity, and also the user having quick and simple access to large amounts of content.